views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Hi, Samantha Brown.
Woo! Hi, Cornelia. How's everything going?
It's going good. I'm so excited about today's topic. And I'm so glad that you chose to talk about this topic because this is a topic that's really up in the collective right now. And that is looking at our family lineage and looking at our ancestral programming, the stories that we were born into when it comes to money. So I personally, my life was, chose to be born into a poor family. And my mother was alcoholic and my father was alcoholic. My father was absent and my mother raised three children by herself. And that was back in the early 60s. And so you can imagine there was never enough money. And we were always chasing money. We were always looking for a new place to live. We were always There was no money. There was no support. So that storyline, right? This is the reason why I'm talking about this right now. The storyline is what we're talking about today. Isn't that right, Samantha?
Yes, absolutely. And it's so much more important than most people are aware of. And this will be that energy where, you know, it's like they're moving forward in life. They're moving forward. And then they're like, why am I doing all the right things? And it's still not working. Or they catch themselves with this thought where they consciously know they don't want to think that, but they can't stop but feel it or think about it. You know, it could be something as simple as like, money and social classes. You know, it's like consciously we know we don't want to feel that or think that. But if they have that passed down through their ancestral lineage, it's going to be hard to break that thought pattern, even if they don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And are you going to do a clearing today for around these programs today for everybody?
Yes. Yes, I am.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that in the last segment. I just want to make sure that everybody stays tuned till the end because we're going to do a clearing and we're going to go to the deep core root to the zero point energy so that this can all be cleared out because we're doing this for the collective, which is the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women and invited Samantha, Momo, and Susan Gladden to come on and join us in this movement. And I want to thank you all for being with us and for sharing this information and sending this information out to people that it would really help them. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that. And I just would love for the collective to really say yes to this. So for all the listeners out there, to really share this with other people because Momo and Susan, they both have such incredible gifts to share with everyone. And if all of us are saying yes, we want to make this financial shift. We want to make this change. Just the collective yes is telling the cosmos like, all right, I'm hearing that you're asking for this. So then let's do this, you know, because the universe doesn't really see things as good or bad. It just hears a sound vibration. It just hears us asking and it will just give us what we're asking for. So if our inner space is complaining all day, we get to find more things to complain about, you know? So if we're all asking to feel more abundance, more wealth, more radiance, just by us radiating that out, then our whole world can start to shift and show up differently.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this program, because we want to be able to emit those frequencies, not just by the words that we speak, but clearly by how we feel. And this powerful group of women, I mean, we meet here on the radio once a week, but we also meet outside, and we're continuously keep clearing the field and clearing the energetics that we each hold so that we can be in the integrity of our spirit and really radiate that abundance from the inside out. And I want to remind you, there is room on my Healthy Wealthy Roots Women's Circle that you can find out at CorneliaStephanie.com. You're going to be able to meet with me bi-weekly. Some of the questions that I'm going to be answering there are questions like, how do I release the belief that I have to work hard to achieve great wealth? Or how do we move into the sacred space where we're getting paid what it is that we're worth? And for anyone that wants to receive this gift, I'm gifting the 22nd email to my inbox at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com, and I'm going to give you 1 year of membership for free. And go purchase it. It's only $396, and you're going to be with me every 2 weeks for an hour. So yes, there's no excuses to really move into the abundance. And you have so many tools, Samantha, that you're sharing with us today. And even some of the past shows that we've done, there are so many, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I just feel, you know, on the spot inspired as you're sharing your offer, that if there's anyone that wants a private session from me, just go to SamanthaBlossom.com, send me a message on in the contact section. And normally my sessions are $350, but anyone on the show, I'll do their session for $111. Wow. So just message and say that you heard me on the million or on
the Millionaire Imprint.
Yeah, I can't even say it right now. The Millionaire Imprint. That must be like, wow, we're sending something really big out there. Yes. So anyone that finds us on the show, just let me know you found us on the show, and then I will honor the 111 session for
That's
you.
That's wonderful, Samantha. That's so huge. Yay. Yes. Everybody sign up. Go sign up. We need to have a line of people. Yeah.
Awesome.
We need your calendar filled all the way up.
Yes, totally. So exciting. So I wanted to talk about these little ancestral programs, and let me share first. So, because I know some people, you know, can stay on the whole show and some people can't. One really cool thing to do, and this is not just about money, but it's really just for the whole family constellation, is to have a little altar. Have a little altar that is radiating and sending love to their ancestors, like, every day. So this is like flowers, crystals, water. You can have like coins or a little bit of money just to be symbolic, and then just energetically feel that you're sending your ancestors every single day, every single night. And for some of you that are working through rougher programs, I would just commit to 41 days of doing this, where you're sending your ancestors love, comfort, shelter, wealth, abundance, everything that they didn't receive in their lifetime. Just feel that you're sending it back to them. I did this for a few months, and the results that I saw in my own family was like so huge. Like, it was just like my cousin's depression went away, and like, you know, like my grandma, she cut her hair for the first time. Like, she had this belief you have to have long hair. Anyways, it's very cultural. And but anyways, so lots of like financial shifts changed. Like, they were in a lot of debt, and suddenly they were like starting to make more money. And so it's a really easy practice that anybody can do at home, is just send their ancestors love, especially if you have an ancestor that you're, or a parent or a grandparent that you're really upset about. It's really important to send them love so that we can start to clean up and clear out that charge. And we just come from the space of, we know that everyone did the best that they could. So I'm just sending them all the love, all the nourishment, all the tools that I would have wanted, that you personally would have wanted if you were in their position.
And isn't that what we have to do with anything that we're faced with right now? Anyway, we have to, whatever it is, send love to parts in our body that need love, that need compassion, that need healing. So it's a wonderful practice to do this on a regular basis. You know, I like the fact that you said do it for 40 days and to have that straight focus. So that is a wonderful tool for everybody to start practicing right now. And so this is a great daily practice to engage in.
Yeah. And you know, you can use soft pink light, you can use golden light, you can ask for all the angels to be sent to their timeline. Just past, present, future is all happening at the same time. So even though it's over, that energy is still happening in some timeline. And it is important for us to go through and just send them love and support, just like we want love and support now, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. And don't we always have to give out? Don't you find that in this experience of our evolution, and especially over the last years of our awakening, that we really always have to give out first what it is that we want back?
Well, the interesting thing is that when we choose to give more, the cosmos will gift us more. So it's always a stretching, it's always an expansion, you know, but there's also conscious giving. Like, where do you actually want your energy to, what do you actually want to be flowering or growing with your energy? That's a very important question, because sometimes we're spending money on things that doesn't really nourish the other person or ourselves. So that's kind of the interesting karma about money, is like, we have to be really clear on, is this creating the highest frequency of joy for me? And is it supporting the collective? You know, because then we start to create a lot more light. There's a lot more, you know, as we start to make choices that's based off of what's going to support everyone instead of just the single eye, like the little ego eye.
Right, right. That's absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I do have some thoughts of like, I have to prove myself worthy to receive money. So that's like a belief system that sometimes is passed down. Certain people are more valuable or less valuable because of how much money they have or don't have. That's another belief for sure. And these are things I'm mentioning now because I want to be able to clear them out during our session at the end. And also, I need to work very hard for money. I think a lot of people have this one. And
you're good. No.
Yeah. And so a lot of people have the, I have to work very hard for money. And it's almost like if they stop and they rest, then no money comes into their life anymore. And they feel very unsupported. And so energy work can really support you in unplugging from that old paradigm and allowing a new vibration to come into your system.
Yeah, because, you know, when you look at the ancestral lineage, isn't that what the conditioning has been ingrained in all of us? And that is work hard for the money.
Yes.
Right? So right. Work hard for the money. And that's part of, you know, shifting that paradigm to really allow ease and grace, to allow all the beautiful things to unfold in your life simply because you're ready to receive it. But you have to be the one first to stop working so hard.
Right. And a lot of those deeper rooted programs are really more religious. And there's also a lot of politics with it. And really, it was just a way to manage and control people, because there was like a fear that we would overrule them, or we would just do whatever we wanted to, you know, and so maybe it served some micro purpose at the time. But now we've all evolved into a different field and a different system. And I really believe that each one, when we're sovereign, we can manage our own reality and manage our own life in a very, you know, in a very fruitful way.
Yeah, I just love the wisdom that you're sharing. We've already been 15 minutes in. And so we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Samantha Brown. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And we're tuning into our ancestral lineage today, and we're forgiving, we're healing, and we're sending compassion to all of our past associations that we've had with people that we were born into. And even, like Samantha said, culturally, even people that we don't even know, but we know culturally, we are also affected by that energy, right, Samantha?
Yes, absolutely. And so I think it's really important to acknowledge the power of asking the cosmos for something. And that's kind of what this show is about, because there's so much healing that each listener can do on their own just listening to the show. So, and I say that because sometimes we don't know how to ask for the right things. We just don't even know to ask for that thing to be cleared out. So it's just lingering there, right? So one homework assignment right now for everyone out there is to journal out any past ancestral stories that they're aware of. Like, go into detail. If it's like, if it's their parents, it's their grandparents, like, interview them, ask them, what were their money thoughts? Because I'm sure if you don't interview your parents or your grandparents, there's money programs that they have that you have no idea that they're thinking of money in that way, and it's affecting you in some way. So that's a really powerful way, is just to interview them. But also in your meditation state, as you're journaling, you'll start to get messages of this coming out and this coming out. The other piece is, like you said, the cultural piece, because a lot of times we have very mixed bloodlines. And so we may have, let's say we have, it's cultural, and within the culture, there's also lots of different dynamics within each culture, of course. So my mom's background is from Taiwan. I know in my personal history that we have people that were super wealthy, but very, but hoarding the wealth, but then also very, in a lot of poverty and overgiving. So I have kind of both of those programs in my ancestral lineage. And so it's important to just put it out on paper, look at those things, and then ask for an integration. So asking that is no longer a part of the system that you're experiencing or feeling, and also sending those ancestors love and connection so that they can override how whatever they were taught, whatever they grew up in, so that it's not affecting that timeline or affecting your present timeline. And when that energy starts to be freed up, you'll have a lot more momentum, more energy to just do things. And you're not going to feel this invisible pulling you backwards.
So. Yeah, because you're going to be telling a different story because you consciously participated in the healing. You consciously participated in the transcendence of that energy, which is really, you were born into that storyline. And it doesn't really matter what the ancestral lineage or the culture, because we're one earth family and we're here, you know, working together for the whole. And so it's all about inclusion, and what we do for one, we do for all. So the fact is that we don't, it doesn't resonate anymore, and it's not in our integrity anymore to be living in poverty. We're living in an abundant universe. That's the truth. We're amazing, powerful creators. We're all sovereign beings. And so it's really time that we support each other, that we feel that support, and that we send that support out. But it's only you can do that from your place of power, right?
Yes. And it's just like you said, yes, we are that big collective oneness. But it's also important to go through and clean out the details so that we can bring everything back to oneness, right?
Absolutely.
Because otherwise we have these energies that are still spinning backwards and they're still living in that separation. And by us having this big compassion, having this awareness right now, this conversation right now, saying, hey, I have so much love. I can send all of you guys love. You know, it's like I'm overabundant. So let me just share that overflowing abundance with the whole ancestral lineage. And I wanted to mention a little bit about alcoholism, because you had mentioned that in your family past background. And it's so interesting, but the liver has to do with our soul purpose. It gives us the instructions of what is activating and awakening us. And oftentimes that voice is too loud and we'll try to numb it, and we'll numb it with alcohol. We'll suppress, you know, what our soul purpose is. And we're doing that as a huge collective. And when we do that, that also takes us away from our true prosperity, because we're not stepping into the purpose that we're actually designed to be in. We're just kind of living mediocre lives and thinking that that's the norm for everybody, when none of us were designed to live this mediocre life. Like, we're all designed to be super extraordinary. And we have tons of teachers, you know, Wayne Dyer and, but you know, they're all showing us that this is possible for all of us. Yeah. And if a few of us can do it, that means we all can. Right?
You know, I always say that, those teachers like Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay, they taught us how to think. They really taught us how to think, how to use our mind to shift our mindsets, and how to think positive. And we are the generation, my generation, this next level of our awakening is teaching people, you, Samantha, is teaching people how to feel so that we can feel our way into wealth, that we can feel our way into wholeness, that we can feel our way into abundance. Because if you, like you just said a few minutes ago, if we don't recognize those bad feelings from our ancestral lineage and clear all that stuff up, then we're only in our mental body, which is the reason why the secret, the law of attraction, was missing this one important piece, and that's the feeling state, the emotional state. It's absolutely essential that you feel abundant, that you feel good, that you feel whole. And through the process, in order to clear everything, sometimes it gets a little messy and sometimes it gets a little painful, because it's not just all, you know, enlightenment is not, it's not a process to just, you know, be a spiritual, enlightened, easy process. No, it, enlightenment means really stripping things away, and being willing and having the courage to look at some of those blocks, those limitations that we've that have separated us, that no longer serve your path of evolution today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would also invite, while you're looking at these old stories, to come from a very playful space, because it's like, you know, sometimes we watch really heavy movies, but we're entertained, right? We're like, wow, that's, you know, like, come from that space when you're looking at these stories, like a detective almost, and looking at it and being like, wow, that's so beautiful and cool that my ancestors went through this, and that they have this belief around money and wealth. And even though, like, I love and honor it so much, I see that it's not me. I see that it's separate from me, and yet I honor it still. So I'll talk about it in our next section, but it's the vows of rebellion and the vows of following, the vows of sticking to that same pattern, or even trying to be completely opposite of that pattern. Because either way, we're not in our full freedom, because we're saying either I can never ever do that, or I'm only going to do that. And either way, it holds us back from being spontaneous and being authentic in the moment.
Yeah. And part of the whole process is really clearing out everything in the moment. Because right. Like Samantha said earlier, past, present, and future all exist right now. It's all now. Everything, liberation, freedom, financial freedom, every single thing that you're going to experience is always in the now. You have the power right now to change your life. And the fact that you're listening to this and tuning in, I would ask you to contact Samantha Brown at, what is your email again, Samantha?
Love@SamanthaBlossom.com.
Love@SamanthaBlossom.com. Contact Samantha and take her up on her generous offer. She's offering people sessions for $111, and her sessions are normally
$350.
So that's a really great deal. And also sign up for my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com and you can sign up for 1 year. You're going to be with me biweekly, and we're going to ground in those wealthy roots every 2 weeks, living from the inside out. And so we are changing our financial trajectory and creating a new empowerment movement moving forward. So anybody that you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast or seeing this video, we ask for you to share it within your network, within your family, anyone that this video would help, we ask for you to share it on, and give someone the gift to receive an answer to their prayer.
Yay.
So I think we'll just go ahead and take another break, Samantha, and then we'll come back and we'll go on with our next segment. I love some of the pieces that you're bringing up and the clearing that's already happening. I can feel the things clicking. Click, 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 check, check, check,
great.
Check. I can see it. Yay, it's good. It's hot. It's wonderful. Woo-hoo. So we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it, and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money. And I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Thank you for tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Samantha, before we went to break, I love what you said about how our ancestral lineage, how we have to really send them love and that they did the best that they could. I really love that level of compassion and that level of understanding, because it removes all the blame away and it gives you the power to change that story today. I love that.
Yeah. And it's really just big forgiveness as well, you know, because forgiveness is really just a releasing of energy and a freeing up of energy so that energy can be used for something new. And, you know, during the break, I was just thinking about there's some of us that have family members that had really big health challenges, maybe either mental health or physical health, and maybe the people around them had to be caretakers for them. And that ancestor might be holding a lot of guilt or a lot of shame or embarrassment around that. It might feel responsible for holding back like the financial prosperity of that whole paradigm. So those are really important aspects to be sending deep, big love to. Like, I like to use the color magenta light because I think of magenta as being just like unconditional love pink, but just a little bit more powerful, a little bit more action oriented, a little bit stronger. And the other thing I wanted to just continue on was with this vows. So I'm going to say this clearing statement is that once you find what vow you realize that you're storing, and for every person, that's going to be very individual, and whatever they find to be the vow that they found, like, that's good enough. Like, it doesn't, you don't need someone else to tell you what vows you have. You can discover these on your own. Of course, it's supportive if somebody else helps you find them. But, you know, if you come up with them, they're just as powerful as if a different healer were to find them for you. And something that I always like to use is I ask the cosmos to clear all vows, conscious or unconscious, on any dimension or any level around this specific topic. And then you can say what the vow was, and then just say that I choose to release it from all parts of my physical body, my ancestral bodies, my emotional body. And you'll literally feel like a lighting up happen as you just clear this vow away. And you'll start to see over the next few days, very simple things that start to light up and change and just speed everything up for you. Because really, God works at a very fast lightning speed, just like pew, 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 just like everything just works very fast, you know, when you're on track. Not to put us down when we're not on track, just saying that God likes to work very quickly.
Well, I think there's two things to that message, and that is, you know, part of our evolution right now with everything going so fast is that that's how fast we're clearing the density away and we're clearing things. That's one thing, how fast it works. It works really fast.
Right.
You don't have to carry it around for a long time. No. And the other thing is that to trust to know that if you clear this, if you do this work, what Samantha was just suggesting that you do, it's done. It's a done deal. It is done. And trust that it's done. It's like, trust your word. Trust what you just did. Trust that process. And start celebrating that. It's like, boom, I'm done with that. And then carry on.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And it is that fast. And I think that's why this power has been, you know, kept secret from us for a long time, that it can work so fast and it can be so easy. And it's literally just our voice asking for something. And, you know, and that the cosmos is always listening and we always have guidance and spiritual support around us. But again, it's just asking for the right things, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Knowing what to ask for and then trusting yourself too, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And so I'm going to look at my chart here and just notice if there's anything that I'm missing. Oh, yeah. And for a lot of us, like way back in the past, there could be droughts. There could be famines. Famine is a big one.
That is a big one. Yeah.
That's a big one that comes up for a lot of people. And so that's one where in your third eye, in your imagination, as you're meditating, you can feel that you're sending them food and slowly nourishing them. They may not eat right away. And it's until your imagination about your ancestors shift, like the moment you see them as being really vibrant and wealthy and abundant and healthy, you'll know that the changes have been made. But if when you tune in and you imagine them and you still see them as starving or struggling, then you know it's like, okay, there's still more work to do here. There's still more light to send them. There's still more energy to support them with. So that's a good way to kind of check in. And every day it might be a little bit different because you might be tuning into a different group of ancestors or you might be tuning into a different layer. You know, and this isn't something to just be too caught up on. I'm thinking 5-10 minutes a day and you could do very powerful things with this.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you keep bringing it back to that. And then also about that daily practice. And know this, that it's not a process where it's going to instantaneously, everything's going to instantaneously change. We're not at that place yet. I think that we're getting to the place where we can say apple and then an apple will appear. At some point we will get to that place, but until we have that level of trust and really develop our skills and what we're capable of in manifesting, that's still taking a process. So we're still in that density. And it takes a little while to put that boomerang, to send that boomerang out. And then it will make its way back to the receiver. So just know that whatever you're sending out, that frequency, that energy that you're sending out will make its way back to you.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just, as I'm tuning in, I'm just seeing everyone's ancestors being like, woo, it's like a celebration, like a big party, you know?
And yeah,
it's like,
so great.
Yeah. And it's like, they've all been asking and praying for support. And when you give them support, they can give you lots of strong energy to support you and your path as well. Because we're oneness and we forget how dynamic and how big we are as beings and how interconnected we are with each other and with our past.
You know, when you were looking at your chart and you brought up famine, right away what reminded me is, you know, my mother, she was born in East Germany and she was adopted. And there were many times when they didn't have food. And still to this day, one of her patterns is, you know, like really storing a lot of food. Still kind of afraid of running out, right? Running out, never not having enough. And I remember when I was being raised, when I was young and I was being raised, you know, there were many times that we didn't have the food. We didn't have food. And so that was, I mean, you know, we were eating bread and put sugar on top of the bread, sugar bread, you know, as our meal. Because we didn't have it. So this is some of that energy that is being healed in the ancestral lineage now. And so to really have compassion and to know the good work that we're all doing here. And it's really a beautiful healing process to know that we're doing this for all of us. Thank you so much.
And as you mentioned that, I got to witness and observe the healing of my mom because, as I started this work, I'm like, Mom, you don't need to keep all these things in the cupboards. Like, why don't we just buy new food all the time? And she was so angry about it. She was like, what do you mean? Like, we need this. And it was so much. Like, I was like, we're never going to use this much food, you know? And as she was getting sessions and clearing over a year, she's like, she has a very, very tiny cupboard now. And she's like, yeah, this is all I need. Like, she got to that place on her own without me having to, like, you know, one by one be like, let's clear this out. You know, she was just like, yeah, I don't need it anymore. You know, and that's the power of clearing out your energy field and your psyche. And it makes you feel so much lighter about life.
And I love that. And you know what? That's the same thing for my mom too. She started giving everything away. She was like, I don't need all this stuff. And it's just such a great feeling when you see the reality shift where I wasn't even involved in it. But I think once you hold that space and really do that work, you're giving other people in your life permission to do the same. And it just happens also, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it's just so big when you live from the space of what's organic for me today, instead of like, I have to hold on, you know, I'm going through a personal process today. Yesterday I decided to let go of the yoga studio and wellness center that I've been owning, managing, being a part of for the past 3+ years. And so I'm going through that next process of like, okay, I let it go on the physical level. And I know that, you know, on an energetic level, whoever's organically meant to be around me will be. Like, I don't have to have a physical space to make sure, you know, like that all the practitioners still hang out with me, or, you know, it's just on a different level of like letting go.
Wow. So, because I know that you had been looking at letting this go for a while now. And so maybe now you just got to the point where you're really ready to release it energetically, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I feel that it's going to be so great for everyone, and that, There's just going to be lots of good things that come from it. So,
you know, I was going through a process this week too. You know, I went to that Dream Big event last week.
Right.
And I came back and it was really interesting. I was faced with the energetics of, you know, am I deeply, deeply committed to my dream, living my dream? And it was like, I had a little meltdown. I had to have a meltdown because it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so tired of working so hard to realize my dream. And that's the energy that I was releasing. That's the energy, the sadness of what I was releasing, working so hard to realize my dream. And I'm sure many people can relate to that. And then letting that go so that we can allow more ease and grace. So like last couple of days, it was like letting go of working so hard of realizing the dream, and now grounding in more ease, more grace, more beautifulness, more amazingness, more ease, more grace. And that's the path.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If you have to struggle to make money, that money is not going to feel good anyways.
Exactly. You know, it's all about the commitment that we make to live our best life and to stand in our integrity. And that's part of our financial and spiritual abundance. So it's all of that. Samantha, you're going to do a clearing for us when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. This has been an incredible show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Please share this podcast with people that you know would benefit from listening to this amazing message. We shared some incredible practical tools with you today. Samantha Brown is going to do a healing for us. She saved it till the end so we can bring all this good stuff up to the surface. And everything that wants to be cleared out is going to be cleared out from here on out. Yay.
Awesome. Okay, so let's just get started. Okay, so we are coming into the zero point field where all things are possible. If at home you start to feel some little light tummy gurglings, that's a good response for us. That means things are moving, things are shifting. It's the small intestines, the gut brain that's updating in its communication with you, kind of like updating your software system. Okay, so great. We have the modality of Acunect updating our heart flow and oneness. We have Reiki coming in. We warmly invite all masters and guides to be in the space with us, and we ask that this healing happen and occur for the very highest good of all. Immediately, I was convinced that each person is going to have a new guide to work with. And this spirit guide is specific to work with the ancestral lineage. And so each one of you can connect with the spirit guide and ask for updates for your Akashic records, updates for your ancestral line, updates for anyone that you have kind of permission to work within your family history. And of course, it's to support the healing of the bigger system. Okay, so everyone's getting that. Awesome. Okay, and then we just have this beautiful, pure, golden liquid cosmic light flowing through the past, and it's about seeing the truth. It's about helping your ancestors to see the truth, because some of them weren't even in poverty, but they were lied to and said all they could see was poverty, but actually they had abundance all around them, but they couldn't see it. Okay, so that is this golden light flowing through, updating minor chakras of the eyes so that everyone can start to see not just the abundance around them, but the abundance and the wealth within them. It's like there's been this big lie about not knowing that, like, we have everything we need and it's intact in our own bodies. So that is being shifted out on the ancestral lineage and minor chakras of the nipples. This is about nurturing, healing, clearing out old resentments, old neediness. And this has to do with the mother child lineage, where not the appropriate nourishment was given to the child because of work, because of family obligations, because of something external, that the child never was able to receive the full level of attention and nourishment that the child needed. And that our society doesn't even create space for that level of presence to happen and occur. So that's really big, but that's going through, you know, this is going through that whole lineage, healing that big piece out. So let's just gently tap on the head, on the heart and the small intestines one more time. And, you know, just to finish off with that piece, spirit's just showing me the level of worry around survival that everybody has on a massive level, because that initial nourishment was never fully taken care of. Like, I'm seeing that the child is meant to be just like fully loved on for like the first 3 years of life, at least 3 to 5 years. Wow. So that's very big. Okay. And let's see. Okay. We have the minor chakras of the shoulders around responsibility. We're going to clear out a lot of the pathological consciousness, experiencing the burdens of life, seeing life as being a duty and obligation rather than the playfulness that it is. Also restrictions and just resentment of life situations. This is clearing out heart, lung, and gallbladder meridian. And we're going to tune into everyone's gallbladder meridian around decision-making. And we're clearing out the decision. It's almost like, if I want to survive, this decision needs to be hard. Like, I have to work really hard in order to survive. So all of that is cleaning up out of that ancestral lineage. Okay, so big breaths there. And we're going to gently tap. Tapping on the head, just light taps on the head, on the crown chakra, lightly tapping on the heart chakra. If it's too hard to touch the physical, you can tap off the body. And then we're going to tap below the belly button. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to bring in all of the new wealth codes. And yes, so this is that all beings deserve money. All beings deserve wealth, deserve abundance, deserve food, deserve clean water. That this is on a global level, that every single individual deserves to be fully nourished and fully taken care of, and that there's more than enough resources on the planet for that. Okay, we're also clearing out the rage of Mother Earth, that we've been disillusioned into thinking there's not enough resources for all of us. So all of that is starting to clear out of the collective. And then we're going to tune into the ears for the ancestors. It's the minor chakras of the ears and the minor chakras of the feet. So the feet is about standing up for themselves, grounding and feeling very connected to the earth. The ears is about hearing the truth and restoring clear audience. So this has to do with the ancestors actually having a lot of spirit connection, but blocking it out and never hearing it. And so everyone kind of being off track because of that, linking to just coming back to divine order. So we'll just gently tap on the head, on the heart, on the small intestines, and we're going to wrap it all up with a gold and magenta light. So beautiful. This session is complete, sending everyone lots of beautiful healing vibes, and may this session continue on for everyone for as long as they need.
Wonderful. I was just feeling so much gratitude for you and for all the women and all the people that are all part of this movement here, of where we're clearing out this old lineage of poverty consciousness and grounding in the new wealth for all people. And I love what you said, that all people deserve money, all people deserve the resources, the wealth, and all they have to do is really just accept that it's already there for them because it has been created, that this field exists, this energy exists. Just allow all of the old stuff to fall away and just allow it just to wash away. And yes. Just wash away from you. And thank you, Samantha, for being here today. And what do you have left to say? What do you want to say to our audience today? What's the take?
You know, I think it's just holding the wholeness vibration on the inside. And then I really would highly encourage everyone to just get a session with me, SamanthaBlossom.com. I'm not going to offer this very often. So I would just love to get to work with some of you out there one-on-one and see what we can clear out for the collective.
Thank you so much. And be sure to tune in next Friday when Susan Glavin will take us deeper into what is your money story. So Woo! We'll see you next time.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love. Being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.